And all about 1940, the mail went to the air then.
Yes. Did you ever have some...
That's when these other fellows started in on these short trips.
Right. That's right. They would... They'd bring the air mail in to Circle Hot Springs and then dispense it from there, right?
Yes.
Or Circle.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you remember anything about your winter runs on the mail? Did you have any difficulties or?
Oh yeah, lots of times we'd have heavy snowfall, which would really slow you up, and then you'd have one winter there we had horses, and that was the last winter we had horses. Well, we were about a month behind with the mail.
Yeah.
But we had people checking it out every week, and then we finally got through. Well, then we get caught up. But they would check it out for us, and they would meet us with the mail.
Yeah.
And we would trade mail in and send it back. Some would go to Circle and some on to Fairbanks.
Did you do this trading?
What?
Whereabouts was this trading take place?
Oh, any place along the trail, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got some mail for you, and you got some for me.
We'd trade loads. Some of us would go back, and some would turn around and go back the other way. But there was about a month's mail on the road there at one time.
My goodness. Yeah.
And then eventually they had I can't think. They passed this sheet of paper around. Everybody signed
petition?
It. Petition.
Petition.
To put it in the air. So that relieved us of our job.
And about what year was this?
This is in 40, 41, something like that. And they got it in the air, and then they thought they were going to get a lot better service. But I'll tell you, the service was pretty bad there sometimes.
That's for sure.
Some of them would really holler then. But it stayed in the air anyway. And the trip that we would get $100 for, well, the airplane got $35 for the same trip to start in with.
Yeah.
Now then it's way up there. I guess it's $400 or $500 for a trip.
Each trip.
Yeah.